the term bird brain is moving from insult to something more complimentary, because a panel of scientists has concluded that birds are not the stupid feathered creatures we have made them out to be. Here with us is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday, regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Ira, birds are no longer regarded as, get this, flighty?
Well, I guess if you're a bird watcher, you knew that already. You knew, you know, by watching birds, they are a lot smarter than they're made out to be. We know, for example, that crows can use twigs as tools. Some birds will drop nuts on the highway and they'll wait for the cars to run over them and crack them open for them. Others will even lie, which is surely a sign of intelligence. But only now has a consortium of 29 scientists, after studying bird brain anatomy for the past 7 years, only now are they ready to rewrite the textbooks and say that a bird's brain shows marked similarities in some areas to those of mammals.
So they had thought that these brains were very different, differently arranged, differently wired?
Well, this has been a tenet for the last 100 years, that birds lack the brain matter for higher intelligence. And it's been taught that a bird's brain is mostly a cluster of what's called basal ganglia. These are nerve cells that control only primitive functions and instincts. In mammals, there's an overlying layer of cells called the cortex, which is lacking in birds, and it's in the cortex where a lot of the higher functions happen in mammals. Well, since birds don't have a cortex, they were considered not to be very smart.
You figure they don't have the higher functions.
And that is where the word bird brain came from. Well, now researchers say that while birds don't have this multi-layer of cells, some of the clusters have evolved, and they can now carry out some of the more intelligent things that birds do. And as I say, while they have no cortex, they do have a two-layered system like mammals do. So here is another similarity that they have discovered. So now we're changing the whole context of what it means to be a bird brain.
Now, I can imagine this would be of consequence to birds, which might now feel better than themselves. But what about in the scientific community? What does this mean here?
Well, you know, scientists have used words like revolutionary to describe this finding. Some have even said that given this new understanding of the anatomy of a bird's brain, the bird may replace, you know, the standard white laboratory rat as the benchmark for studying brain anatomy. And what's interesting to me about hearing these reassessment of birds, I wonder what a famed experimental psychologist, B.F. Skinner, might have said if he were alive today. Remember B.F. Skinner?
All
these experiments.
Behaviorism.
Yeah. Almost 60 years ago, he conducted experiments with pigeons. I remember reading about this in college. And he showed that he could train them to do very complex actions. And in one paper published in 1947, he remarked that pigeons behaved in such a human way that in one experiment, they acted as if they were superstitious. So it's really interesting to see how this has evolved about bird brains.
Ira, thank you. We'll all be keeping a closer eye on the bird feeder. Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday, regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Thanks, Ira.
You're welcome, Alex.